America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Trade deadline came and went, and no one added to the Eagles roster. I consider yesterday a failure by Howie Roseman. It's a 6-2 football team, a chance to get better. Did not do it. 215-592-9494. Now, Hugh Douglas, to your point on this, that maybe they're good enough the way they are, I did look this morning to check out the latest odds over at FanDuel NFC East, because the Commanders, they added a real player yesterday, right? They got Lattimore. The Eagles did nothing. So I was curious, who is the favorite right now to win the NFC East? We know these two teams have two games to go against each other, including one next Thursday night. Hugh, if you had a guess right now, over at FanDuel, the favorite to win the NFC East is who? The Commanders?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Fly, Eagles, fly.
That's who's the favorite.
You're right.
I know what I'm seeing, because listen, I'm trying to tell you, man, you need to start listening to me.
Nope. Minus 145 Eagles, plus 110 Commanders. All right, the betting market still has the Eagles. I think if they got better yesterday, they'd be even bigger favorites, but that is what it is. All right, we're going to throw out some theories here in a couple minutes on what we think actually happened. Like, why behind what Howie Roseman did not do, what makes the most sense, what doesn't. That's coming up. But Hugh, before we go any further, you know what we got to do, right?
What we got to do?
Well, we got to tell everyone what we got going on here. CombOcon on the midday show.
CombOcon.
We're doing it every day for the next few weeks, giving away, ultimately, the ultimate tailgate giveaway, thanks to our friends over at Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. So Hugh, the grand prize winner, yesterday we qualified our first winner yesterday, grand prize winner we picked from the winners each day. Here's what you're going to get: a Jack Daniels Yeti cooler, a cornhole set, a giant Jenga, a Gerhard smoker.
Oh, the smoker. That's what I want, the smoker right there. Smoke some meats.
This is going to be a new thing every day, talking
smoking,
about this.
Smoking meats.
When we found out about this, this was the thing you were by far the most excited
about.
Yeah,
I'm kind of excited about those Jack Daniel cups, too, those glasses.
Well, they're awesome. So we have the smoker and a 55-inch TV. So
the TV's nice, too.
Of course it is.
You know, the brother ain't got. I just moved. I ain't got no furniture.
Again, we
stuff.
Talked about this. You're not eligible. you're just not eligible, man.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Man,
well,
I'm just saying.
Everyone else besides, I guess, the three of us is eligible for this prize. You guys are 215-592-949. So that's the grand prize. And every day we'll qualify someone. The winner each day, like today, will win rock glasses from Jack Daniels, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, smoking chips, and a whiskey tote bag. So we got a lot here going on. 215-592-9494 is the phone number to hop in on the Eagles. Was this deadline a failure? But Hugh, today for CombOcon, you know where to look for? Because you brought this one to our attention before the show today. Today we're looking for an iconic duo. So yesterday it was open to anything, right? Today we're looking for people. Iconic duo. Could be in any realm. Doesn't have to be sports. Could be anything. An iconic duo, a pairing that went together very well. Iconic duo. Best one we hear today will win the qualifying prize and then be entered for the grand prize.
Yeah, because this morning, like I told you, this morning I found out for the first time ever that the Isley brothers were from Cincinnati. I did not know that. I'm from Ohio. And I was like, wow, how did I not know that? And I know that's not a duo because it was three brothers.
Sure.
But still, it got me thinking. I'm like, damn, what else did I didn't know? You know, and I started thinking about duos. So I had a couple that I dropped in the meeting, but I'm not going to tell y'all because y'all could probably call in here and, you know.
You don't want to take them off the board?
Yeah, I don't want to take them off the board. But, yeah, I just got to thinking about that because when you talk about, like, duos, the Isley Brothers have been around forever. Their music spans decades. And Ron Isley, if I'm not mistaken, he like 70 years old and just had a whole little baby. He on the Robert
At
De Niro
70?
Train. Yeah, he in the old-ass daddy club like me. He's just like old ass dad club.
You know so, what? Yeah. That might be one of the ways we give this away. The old ass daddy club.
Who's in the old ass daddy club?
Winning answer is Hugh Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. Was yesterday a deadline? Did Howie fail yesterday at the deadline? I think he did. Hugh's okay with it. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings and seven delicious flavors from Popeyes. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown is up. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy hump day!
Happy hump day. What's up, Chris?
Let's start off first and foremost. Dallas sucks.
Indeed.
Always. Yeah. Always.
So, Hugh.
Yes.
You're off to a hell of a start today. You already you-peopled us?
Yeah, I you-peopled y'all this morning.
Yeah, right out the gate.
And right after the election. Yeah, that's what I did. You-peopled.
Right away. Mm-hmm. You-people. So let's. I feel like today what Hugh's kind of doing is Hugh's turned back time here. He's 2003 Hugh. So guys, I need to know, and you know, what are we going to call Hugh today? So I got three different names, and you know, I'll leave this up for voting. So we got Standstill Douglas.
I like that one.
Loafer Hugh. Loafer. Or Do Nothing Douglas. So
I like Standstill, Douglas.
I like Standstill. Yeah.
Do Nothing has a good ring to it, though.
Wait a minute. Why can't I be? Why I gotta be like Standstill? Why can't I be CMB Douglas or G Money Douglas? Like we all we need.
You know what he is?
We all we got.
He tries to be pragmatic, Hugh, and we all laugh at him. Deep thinker Douglas over here.
Am I wrong?
Yes, you're thinking? Wrong.
No,
yes.
I'm not.
Everyone else got better, and we stood pat.
Who's the favorite in the East?
The Eagles.
Okay, so I'm not wrong.
But the Commanders got better yesterday.
That don't mean nothing.
Yeah, it does. Worried about.
See, that's the problem. You and Chris looking at everybody else's grass.
On. I've been looking at the Commanders' grass since August, and everyone laughed at me. Then now they got seven wins.
You have been watching it long for a while.
I got to tell you this.
What's that?
This year is what you call an intervention. The three of us are trying to, like, you know.
We're trying to help you, Hugh.
I'm trying to help y'all. Help me help y'all.
Well, let me tell you why you need help. Because when you align yourself with Howie Crickets, that's
Howie
a problem.
Crickets.
So
ooh.
What would have happened had we had that third round pick that we threw away on Sasquatch? All right, that is now playing in my head today. Is we threw away that asset.
Well, Chris, and on top of that, before you go on, it wasn't lost on me that the Commanders used a third round pick
on Sasquatch
to go get Marshon Lattimore. So not only did we not have that to use on our needs, we helped the Commanders get better yesterday just by that.
And Howie passed on the low-lying fruit. I'm sorry, Khalil Herbert for a seventh-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
I will take him over Kenny G any day. I'll take him over Kyle's favorite running back any day. All right. So guys, here's the most important thing. When you believe in a team, you invest in that team. Maybe they're trying to pull the curtain back and tell us the quiet part out loud. Did we ever consider that Howie just told us we're not good enough? It's not worth wasting more assets on this team.
Chris, I think you hit it. At least that's in my head. That is a reality here of this whole thing. That they just might have looked at their team yesterday and said, "We don't think we're having a Super Bowl season." It's not now. If we get there, great. But it's not worth giving more picks for that. I think that is definitely on the table here. Chris, you got an iconic duo for us?
I do. And Hugh, sticking with you being the topic of discussion today, iconic duo is Hugh and Gummies.
It's a good one.
That's not bad.
I mean, it's a good. Now, does it rise level?
I haven't
level
had a gummy
iconic?
In a while, though.
No,
because I've been busy moving and stuff. But this weekend, I got me some Jack.
Ooh,
I might do the Jack and gummies.
That's another
combo.
All right, so
that's a bad combo.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
for
it
who?
No, dude, you can't eat that after you drink. That's you're gonna get the spins.
I'm eat the gummies before.
That's different. Okay,
then I'm gonna sip.
You have to do that in the correct order.
Sit in there and watch whatever's on television.
This sounds like a recipe for Hugh being asleep at 8 p.m. Yeah.
Oh, it probably will. It's gonna go down early. You know what it is. That's no secret.
Early bird Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. Combo Con today. Looking for an iconic duo. Incredible prize on the line. Grand prize given away in a couple weeks. You qualify today. The ultimate tailgate giveaway, including a smoker, a 55-inch TV. It is really, it's the biggest thing we've ever given away on the Midday Show. Excited to do it. All right, so Chris brought us here. Let's go through this. he wanted to kind of peel the curtain back and try to figure out the why, right? You're always interested in the why. We all know what happened yesterday. We know the Eagles didn't do anything. All right, that's the reality of it. Now we react. But why? All right, I got four theories here on why the Eagles
can't wait to hear
stood pat yesterday, all right? Well, conspiracy.
I like the music.
Me too. Okay, here, I'll throw these at you, and then you tell me which one is maybe the one you think is the most likely to be true. All right? Number one, let's go with the one that Chris Middleton just offered. Howie Roseman and the Eagles front office don't really believe they have a Super Bowl season going on, and they didn't want to invest further. It's almost a, hey, if we get there and we play well, great.
If we do, we do. If we don't, we don't.
Right, but you know, sometimes you look at it, I'll give you an example. The Lions obviously believe it's Super Bowl or bust, right? They got to go for it. Maybe the Eagles don't. So number one.
The music is awesome,
first
by the way.
Theory is the Eagles don't really believe in their team. Theory number two. Hugh, you might like this one. They've been burned by the past. I mentioned earlier the Eagles have been very aggressive at trade deadlines. Almost every year they're in it, they go get something, right? Kevin Byard last year. You know, you got Robert Quinn in 2022. Jannard Avery in 19. You go back to 18, Golden Tate. You go back to 17. That one worked a lot. Jay Ajayi. So theory number two is they've been burned by the past, and Howie's course correcting here. Theory number three. Hugh might actually like this one the best. He just believes in the young guys, Hugh.
I think that's the one.
He wants to let his young guys play. Instead of going out and get a pass rusher, more snaps for Nolan Smith. Instead of going out and get a running back to back up Saquon, more snaps for Will Shipley in the second half of the season.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, man. And this is the thing. Help me understand this, people. Help me understand because since I've been here, all I've been hearing people yell, Howie season. Howie cook.
He didn't cook.
Howie do this, Howie do that. Okay, so the one time Howie don't prepare a meal, you immediately question and say, Howie, they lost his ever-loving mind. We need to do this, that, and the third.
I'm hungry.
Howie was the man that brought y'all to Super Bowl, wasn't he?
7 years
ago.
Seven years ago.
Let that man do what that man does. Let him cook.
You cooked dinner for your family last week and... No worries about this week.
Yeah, basically.
So no, but I'm just saying. This week and say you
no, we're gonna go get some. What's that pizza place? Say we go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Or we can do this.
Some Chuck E. Cheese.
We have moldy food at home.
Well, hold on. I was gonna say we could go to Popeyes. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes.
Popeyes.
That'd be great.
Still ain't dropped off no chicken.
Not yet. All right. So all right, Hugh. I knew you would go. I have one more theory here. One more theory. This one might.
What you got?
This one might hit in the ribs. All right.
Okay.
So Jalen Hurts has played better. I think we'd all agree on that. But it's also come while the Eagles are throwing the football less and less. They're asking him to do less and less, and they're all excited that
he's playing. Guess who else is throwing the ball less and less?
Who's that?
What's that guy named in Detroit? Goff? He ain't throwing it a whole lot.
Yeah, because
they got two running backs.
Yeah, and they're blowing teams out.
Yeah, they.
He was also
they're sitting on leads.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, they're sitting on
leads. Three touchdowns. Okay.
They're not going for two.
Not as much as they used to. Okay. So theory number four is Howie Roseman is saving his picks because the Eagles, deep down, are wondering if the next year or two they got to go draft another quarterback.
Now, I did bring that up yesterday, maybe, you know, when we were talking about trading for Michael Parsons. I don't think that they're there yet, Joe. But what you're saying, I mean, you're always playing chess as a football team.
You got to think ahead.
You're always playing chess. There might be some truth to that because we are, as far as quarterbacks are concerned now, If you feel like you don't have that guy, you got to pay him. This is the same thing that Kirk Cousins went through when he was with the Commanders. Like, they didn't know, they franchised him twice, and then they decided to let him go, and then eventually they got their quarterback. Might be something similar with Jalen, and they might want to try to hedge their bets a little bit in the next couple seasons. They might want to get one and try to groom him. You know, because quarterbacks have the, especially now, they eat up so much of the cap. You might want to try to move on from one before you actually have to re-up another one.
I think it's certainly on the table. All right, Kyle, what do you think of the four theories why the Eagles did nothing yesterday? Number one, they don't really believe they got a Super Bowl team, so why invest? Number two, Howie's been burned by the past with some of these acquisitions in season. He said, nah, I'm not doing it anymore. Number three, they just believe in the young guys, and they think they're going to keep getting better. Or number four, he's saving his picks because he thinks down the line he may need to use them for a big swing.
So I'm not questioning the validity of any of these theories, but if any of them...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are actually true. Baloney, nonsense. Get out of here with all that. I don't want to hear that he's been burned, especially the last two times.
Afraid of love again.
Yeah, you don't go up to the plate down 0-2 and just sit there looking. You got to swing, man. You don't let your past failures hurt you in the future. I mean, if Howie gave up on wide receivers after drafting Jalen Reagor here, and he doesn't go get A.J. Brown, you know what I mean? Like, you got to keep trying, man. There had to have been opportunities out there. Just based on what I saw from all these other teams, it feels like we're the ones that kind of dropped the ball here.
If I had to guess the true answer, like if one of these theories is actually spot on, I think they told us yesterday they don't really believe they have a Super Bowl team this year.
No, I don't believe that.
But if you have a Super Bowl team...
No, don't tell me that. I can't.
Listen, hold on. I didn't say it. They said it.
No, but you suggested it. I don't believe that.
I'm going off of what they told me. The actions speak louder than words.
No, that's not true.
They folded their hands. You know what they said? They said, Hugh thinks he's going to New Orleans.
They hit me with the ha-ha.
If they believed they had a Super Bowl team, they would have added. 215-592-9494. All right, where do you come down on the trade deadline? Did Howie Roseman, was it a failure yesterday? I believe it was. You have a 6-2 team. Every team in the NFL, 6-2 or better, added something real yesterday or over the last couple weeks. Like, they added to try to get to the Super Bowl. The Eagles stood pat. Stand Pat Hugh over here, one of the new Hughes we got today. He's fine with it.
I'm G Money Hugh. We all we got. We all we
I
need.
I like Do Nothing Douglas.
Do Nothing Douglas. That one really
got a good ring to it.
I feel it.
You should.
And when we get to March and we do the bracket of Hughes, that one might be a high seed.
Do Nothing Douglas.
Actually, the more Hughes that we develop here, the more difficult it's going to be for the committee.
The seeding is tough.
The seeding's going to be hard. Mm-hmm. Kyle and I have to go into a lab. We might take a couple days off. Where are you guys in February? You're off all the time. We're trying to figure out
who the hell we're working with today.
Just early, I think Told You So Douglas is a one seed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's an old school like Duke with Krzyzewski. Yeah. That's a big one. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Huge joke. How? What's up, man?
Hey,
what up,
Terrence.
Man?
First of all, I want to say Howie. I told Kyle Howie got out Howie yesterday. He either feels like he has a team, that the team's okay, Are they feel like they don't have a, like you said, though, they feel like they don't have a Super Bowl considered this year. The fact of the matter is, if you're a team that's on the rise, that they have a chance to go to the Super Bowl, or you're a contender, they all made moves yesterday. The Ravens, they made a couple moves.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions made a move. The Washington Redskins made Commodores made a move. But they went and got Lattimore. Lattimore is a shutdown cornerback, somebody that you can put on AJ or Smitty. And the fact of the matter is, you got to think about this. We should have made a move. I don't feel good about our wide receiver position. Look at, right now, for example, if AJ goes down or Smitty goes down, we're absolutely done. We're done. And AJ already dealing with an injury. I don't feel confident. If Smitty or AJ get hurt for the season, we're not going to survive. We're going to go to Super Bowl. We're not even win the playoff game.
Well, I mean, Terrence, we saw this earlier this season, right? Week two, week three, when we didn't have AJ, and then we didn't have Devontae or AJ. They couldn't move the football.
We're a pedestrian. And if you feel like Huff is going to pan out into this rising, budding superstar already in week eight, week nine, you're crazy. You got to be smoking something. Howie, I don't know what you thought this is. It's like the Phillies. I said this yesterday. It's like the Philadelphia Phillies. We're just going to knock on do nothing. We feel like we're good with our team. And they come back and bite us because we got Dotson, who has two catches on a year. Yeah. He reminds me of Watkins right now. We're not even using our slot receiver. And I think that's going to bite us if we come down with a major injury. I feel like we should have made a move. And I feel like Howie got out Howie yesterday. I think he waited, and he got out Howie. And I think the Commanders made themselves more dangerous and more potent. And those two games are going to be critical. And we're going to see how that Lattimore trade comes to fruition.
I think you're right. The Commanders definitely got better yesterday, Terrence. And Lattimore's the kind of corner, if he's healthy, he can make a difference.
Detroit did
Of course Detroit got better. And we could have beat them to Za'Darius Smith. They gave up a 5 and a 6. It wasn't like they gave up, right, you know, a 3. Like, then you could say, all right, that might be a lot. That, you know, he's a red. No, they gave up a
I feel good with our young guys, Joe. I feel great with our young guys, but who's on that defensive line? Who is going to be a budding star to shut down that pass rush to close out a game for the playoffs?
Bryce Huff.
I know. I sound good and crazy
right now.
I know I sound good and crazy right now because he didn't play because his hand was hurt.
Mm. This is a joke, quite frankly.
I mean, I still believe in. Matter of fact, when these prop bets come out,
drink some miracle juice, some potent juice to the rest of the season.
All he got to do is call me. I get him right.
Well, then get out there, Coach Douglas. We're trying to win football games. All right, Terrence, give us an iconic duo for today's prize.
Man, yesterday on a Thanksgiving and football, y'all got me. But this one, man, this is iconic.
No, you got yourself in trouble.
y'all took it the wrong way.
Hold up, Ted. We didn't put words in your mouth. You said what you said.
No, I'm talking about the ladies cooking. You triggered a whole lot of women. I didn't mean it like that.
Okay, well, go ahead and apologize right now. Apologize.
I ain't mean like that.
Sorry, partner.
How you eat the food?
All right, what do you got today? Iconic duo today.
Chewie and Han Solo.
Oh, that's a good one.
What was it?
Hans and Chewie, Chewbacca.
Hans and Chewbacca. Chewie and Hans. That's a good one.
Where to bounce back.
Terrence, good one. Yeah,
you put all the women in the kitchen yesterday.
Yeah,
he on election day.
That was a disaster.
It's called walking that back. Just walk it back a tiny bit.
Hey, Terrence, I just want to let you know, man, the mean and hurtful tweets I got about you and the names that these folks was calling you on my timeline. Woo! It was rough.
Did you defend your boy, Terrence?
Uh-uh.
No. You let him just hang in the
wind. Oh,
I mean, he didn't know it until I said something, but they was letting him have it.
Oh, no, I think Terrence knew right away that was maybe.
He said, I need him in the kitchen making me a plate.
You ever say something and then immediately realize I said that the wrong way? I think that happened.
No, that never happens to me.
No, never?
Uh-uh.
Not on this show.
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
All the time. But boy, I tell you, them text messages was coming in like, what did he say? Yeah, make your own damn plate, Terrence.
Donald and Chester, what's up, Donald?
Good morning.
What's going on, Donald?
I'm chilling, fellas. I'm just sitting here listening to y'all bust it up on here. You know what I'm saying? My only concern about yesterday for why, how we didn't make any moves, was my concern is on the opposite side of Josh Sweat. Now, that's Nolan Smith and Bryce Huff, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now Nolan is coming on, but I don't know if he's really ready for a offensive coordinator to attack that side of the field in the running game.
Well, Donald, I agree. And then also, how is he going to do against the best offenses, right? It's one thing to take on the Giants and the Browns and the Jaguars. Like, it feels like we're diving all in here with these guys off of some, games against some bad teams.
Yeah, that was the only, that was my main because. And also, too, was the other thing is that Detroit doesn't have to change up anything because of Jared Goff, in the past game. Mm-hmm. Because they're going to run the football, and he's going to – I think Ike said yesterday about what? He's averaging what, like 25 attempts?
He is, and they've been so efficient because he's completing like 20 of them. It's crazy. Like, they only throw 25, but he completes 20 of them.
Yeah, so I think maybe Lori and them need to, dial it back with what they want to do as far as their philosophy because Detroit's on their way. So, I mean – Besides that, as far as our team, I think yes, I do believe that now. I do believe that we got a shot in New Orleans. Yeah,
we got a shot, man.
We got a shot. But we could have had a better shot if we added something yesterday.
Exactly.
Sometimes we got to be patient, Grasshopper.
That's my concern. That is my concern right there on that side of the defensive line. That's the only issue.
Donald, me too, man. I'm with you. All right, Donald, give us an iconic duo for today's prize. What do you got?
Man, listen. I'm going to go with Mike Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
That's a good one. That one was,
that's who I'm going with.
As iconic as you could find in the 90s in terms of basketball. I like it. MJ and Pippen. All right, 215-592-9494. We need an iconic duo for your chance to enter the grand prize giveaway. It's ComboCon all week giving away a Smoker 55-inch TV, all courtesy Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliance. All right, your reaction to the Eagles' moves, or not really non-moves. They didn't do anything in the deadline.
Nothing.
I think it was a failure by Howie. He was coping today. And we'll ask Seth his thoughts on that. Seth Joyner joins us next. Sunday's win, and of course, Dallas week. 215-592-9494. It's a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.